Do you think there is any point in children protesting about the climate?
Yeah, definitely. I think that stories about children, just because they're slightly different, they get noticed more by the media, and then in turn that raises awareness to the general public. The only problem I think I have is that by striking, then the children could end up falling behind in school, which is hard to catch up on. So maybe it would be good if they organised some kind of demonstration at the weekends or something like that to try to avoid missing so much school.
Why do you think some schools threaten students with detention?
I suppose that the schools realise that the children will be missing out in school, so the only way they really have to get children to take notice is to give them detention. The alternative might be to threaten the parents with a fine or something like that, but by giving detention, they're probably upholding their objective of trying to get the children to attend school, and at the same time probably almost supporting the cause by letting the kids catch up in their missed school during detention.
Why are governments not doing more to deal with climate change?
I suppose the governments have an awful lot of other really urgent things to do which need immediate attention. So, I mean, climate change, it needs attention now, but it'll continue to need attention for a long, long time. And also, it's not really an easy problem to solve. There isn't just one simple answer to the problem. So they're probably still planning, I don't know, different strategies. But in the meantime, knowing that in the short time, nothing is actually going to happen. So the problem is they just put off changes again and again, and nothing ever seems to get done, or any changes that do happen are just very slow to take place.
Have you noticed the effects of climate change where you live?
Yeah, I think some effects of climate change are quite obvious. I mean, something as simple as whenever I was a child, I remember that my dad made a wooden sleigh for me and my sisters to use in the park in winter. And I remember getting a lot of use out of it. In fact, the sleigh is still sitting at home in my parents' garage. But I mean, there's hardly any snow now in the winter. I'd love to let my kids use the same sleigh, but there just isn't any snow to do it.
Are you optimistic that we will be able to deal with climate change?
I'm not very optimistic. I think that a lot of the changes are probably irreversible, and I think we'll probably just learn to deal with higher temperatures in areas which are still habitable. And then, in the longer term, we'll probably end up colonizing other planets and hopefully not make the same mistakes there.